Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, another episode I remember is Harrington Lake there with Alex, the Doberman.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Where he learned to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Well, I don't think I can really tell it. Can you remember it?
I remember he come running down from the cabin, full blast, and ran out on that dock and went in the water and then realized, I don't know what water is.
That's right, he didn't.
He'd never been in water before. And he's, oh! You remember?
Yeah, he started to sink. And somebody reached in and got him. It wasn't us, was it?
I don't remember it.
Uh-huh. It was some other man that reached down and got him, pulled him up. And he got out of it and shook himself real hard. Oh.
Wasn't that the same time that little dog was barking at him?
Yeah. But that it was really funny. He just run off in that water. Well, he didn't know what water was. That's the first time he'd ever come in contact with water. But he wised up quick and turned himself around and got out of that though. Real fast.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You know, that was pretty good. That dog never ever seen him mad enough to hurt something or somebody. Never did.
And I remember another episode where you had bought some land at Rough River. You remember that? You bought some land and we were going to clear it. We were going to clear it and I don't know what we were going to do. Put a house or a little cabin or a trailer, I don't know.
Yeah.
And you cut a tree down that was not quite on your property.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah,
Tell that story.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, we was going to make us a garden there where we could plant stuff and all that stuff. And in doing so, here came the game warden, and he come down and seen what we done. And we had cut down a tree and other things, and he checked to see what it was, how much, and fined us $100 for cutting that tree down. And well, they come and got the tree. We didn't get the tree. They come and got it somehow or another, and we had to pay them $100 for that crop picking tree that we cut down. And then we never did raise nothing. And we sold that land to somebody else.
Did you make your $100 back?
I don't recall just how much we did get out of it, but I don't think it's $100.
It wasn't enough to pay that fine, huh?
No, pay the fine. I don't.
Why did he fine you $100? What did you do?
You wasn't supposed to cut down anything within the shoreline like that.
Huh? Even if you own that property, huh?
Yeah, if you own the property, you weren't supposed to cut it down. Well, see, our property didn't go out that far.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And from that line back this way, you okay. But from here over, no. Boy, that was a no. And anybody that done that to that land, that shoreline like that,
they
check it and measure it and check and see how much you owe the government.
I think you were pretty mad about that.
Well, I was.
I remember that pretty clear.
Well, I don't see it. I never could. It didn't have nothing. It didn't hold the dirt, or it didn't do nothing.
Uh-huh. It just shaded your garden, right?
Yeah. And just because it had a law, it had posters all everywhere that don't cut the trees or nothing. Which I didn't see them. I don't guess we did, or I would have never cut it down.
Right. Right.
And anyway, we paid much, and then we sold the property to a couple who had property on the other side of us there.
Oh, uh-huh.
So they'd have a bigger piece of ground.
That's nice.
Yeah. But I think we got out of it, or pretty close to what we paid for it. What we paid for it.
I also remember camping trips. I remember we had camping gear, and we would go camping. You remember that gear? It had aluminum poles, and we'd set those two tents up, and we'd...
Yeah, and Alex would be... Not Alex. Yeah, Alex.
I think it was Alex.
Would be in one tent with one of you, and Was it Blossom? I believe it'd be in the other tent.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Where did we used to go? Where did we go camping at? Rough River? I guess it must
have been. Yeah, that's Rough River.
Mm-hmm. We always did the cabins up at Harrington Lake.
Yeah. Yeah, you go and rent a cabin. But we liked Rough River too. It was better, really, in a way, because over at down the lake, the big lake, Harrington Lake, there's already a crowd of people always over there, and you couldn't be satisfied, or you couldn't be settled down. There's something going on all the time.
It wasn't quiet and it wasn't private, was it?
No, it wasn't. Well, no matter what you done, it wasn't.
Is that
private.
All still there now? That all the Harrington Lake and those cabins and all that?
Yeah.
Is that all still there?
I'm sure it is. I don't know of any reason why it's not there.
All right, let's change gears for a little
bit.
177 says, describe a typical family mealtime. This was back when we were young. Describe a typical family mealtime.
Well, the mother would get the food ready, whatever the children eat. They'd set the table and call them to come and get the food, come and have supper or breakfast or dinner or whatever it was. And if you didn't eat it, then you wouldn't get nothing till the next meal.
Where were we usually at when you called?
Out playing somewhere. They'd be, normally be outside playing or goofing off, not doing nothing, various things like that.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe playing with their playmates outside or somewhere. Maybe playing anything.
Do we always have our meals around a table?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe Mom fix you a table outside somewhere.
I remember when there were the four of us ate, we always were at the table, but when it was a weekday,
mm-hmm.
and it was just the three of us, Mom was working the 2 to 11 shift, remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Then we would sit around the television, remember?
Well, yeah, we'd eat our meal there. And a lot of times we'd eat it out on the screened-in porch.
Right.
Sat out there and watch TV or something. But we eat wherever we wanted to eat, outside, inside, or whatever.
What made you decide to put a television out there in the porch when you were building the house?
Why we didn't?
Why did you? You put a TV hole in the wall there?
Yeah. Well, we was going to put a TV there, but I don't know, did we ever put one?
Yeah, we had a black and white one there
a
long time.
Then we watched television.
I just wonder why you did that. What made you...
It's a good place to watch the TV out there in the summertime. We did have a heat coming out of the wall there where we have heat in there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, it was heated. Mm-hmm.
What, right out here?
Huh?
Right out here?
Well, no, I'm talking about over...
No, I'm talking about right here. You had, when they built this house out on that screened-in porch,
mm-hmm.
you had them cut a hole in the wall, or build it that way, with that television hole in it.
Well, that was what it's for. That television.
What made you think of that?
Beats me. We had the porch out there where we'd be sitting out there a lot, and at the time we had Virgil to cut a hole in there, so we set a TV, and we had a plug-in out there, you know, there too, he put one in there for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when we put a cable down to the television, just run another one in there, so...
It was such a good idea, but it was before its time, because a lot of people didn't do that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's
true. You guys planned way ahead and had that put in.
Yeah.
And that porch is just, it is really nice.
It sure is. That's your mama's. That's her. But I think it was my idea to put that TV hole in there, where we set a TV in there. And the way it's fixed, it's just perfect
it's
for
perfect.
A big television.
Uh-huh. Sure is. Thanks, Ann. All right. Did you and your children attend religious services together?
Yes, we did.
How often?
Every Sunday, just about it.
What do you remember about that?
Well, we went to church. Her two sons played organ and piano sometime, or most all the time, there for a long time, and we enjoyed it very much.
Let's see, Morgan played the piano first.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get that job? Do you remember that?
Miss what's her name got sick and quit. The lady that was playing. And then
who,
y'all,
who was that?
Huh?
Who was it that was playing that before? Do you remember?
Yeah, I can't think of her name right now.
The piano player. No, I mean, what I remember is Mrs. Lang's son, I don't remember his name, he played the piano for a long time there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then he went off to college.
Yeah.
And there was another woman or girl that played. Now, see, I don't remember it. And then Morgan took over somehow. I don't remember how that worked.
Well, you took over. You played too?
After Morgan left.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a going off to college thing.
Mm-hmm. But people over remember you and Morgan when y'all used to play the organ and piano and stuff. And they asked about you every once in a while. And I tell you where you're going to. You're working in Texas. You're cowboys now.
What else do you remember about going to church back then?
Well, I enjoyed going to church. I didn't go to Sunday school for a long time, but finally they taught me into going. But I'd go to church. I'd go to church with you and with my sons and my wife. And then later on, I'd go to church.
You know, I have memories of people, men particularly, coming to church, coming in with their wives and their families, and then getting up and quietly leaving, going out and smoking cigarettes in their cars.
Mm-hmm. But I never did do that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. But you never see nobody anymore smoking at church, church, out of church. It's just about everybody just about quit smoking.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Mac
Lang, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says here, 178, did your children have any medical emergencies or serious illnesses?
None that I can remember.
There's one you remember. Remember when Morgan was out on a scout?
Oh, yeah, when he cut his wrist. Yeah, I remember that one.
Talk about that.
Huh?
Talk about that.
Well, they must have talked about it. He went out on a scout deal. And I don't know why. I'm sure he explained it to me why it happened, but I can't recall just what happened to cut his wrist like that.
Well, my memory is he was holding something, cutting. He had a razor sharp buck knife. You remember that buck knife?
Yeah.
He loved that knife.
Yeah.
And he was cutting toward him, and it slipped. And
he cut himself. Yeah.
That was a medical.
And they brought him home after that too, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Bandaged him up and then brought him home.
Took him to the hospital. You guys took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And got sewed up. He had to get stitches.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I wonder if that ever shows a scar.
I have no idea.
I never know it. Next time if I can think of it, I'll just get his hand and see. I tell you what, his left hand, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, left hand. Right. He cut his right here, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. You know, he's lucky he didn't sever an artery right there.
Yeah.
He was very lucky.
He sure was.
You know, he was lucky a lot of times. You guys know that? You remember how many accidents he had?
He had an accident here up here on 31W.
You remember that?
Saturday night.
It was a Sunday night up there. We were driving to church because he was supposed to play the piano and I was supposed to play the organ.
Yes, I remember that. He ran a stoplight, didn't he?
Yeah. He didn't have a stoplight.
Huh?
He didn't have a stoplight.
Oh, wasn't a stoplight there then?
He was going across,
mm-hmm.
and he just didn't see that other car coming.
Yeah.
To hear him tell it, he and I were arguing, and I distracted him. And there may be something.
That sounds pretty good.
Probably right. I wouldn't be surprised.
One
that
played at night.
What do you remember about that?
I don't remember just other than what you just said about.
Well, you came up there later.
But another time we went through there, and is that the time we run and went up in that yard and bent the car?
Yeah.
At same time.
That was it. The truck. We were in the truck.
Yeah, the truck. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I can remember.
I never heard whatever happened to those people that hit us.
Well, one of them was hurt pretty bad, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never heard that.
Yeah, I think so. One person was not bad, but shook up shut up pretty good. They wasn't bleeding or broke any bones or kind of scared them. And, well, I guess it scared me too. Somebody pile run right into me. But anyway, we were fortunate they didn't sue us.
Yeah.
Or neglect, or maybe they thought it was their responsibility, that it wasn't you all's responsibility. Is that where you, was it hurt your hand? Was it you that hurt your hand doing that, or knee? When it's you that your knee went into the dash?
Yeah, both my knees went into the dashboard.
Yeah.
And the dashboard was metal.
Yeah.
And I never had a bruise from it.
You're lucky, it didn't break your leg.
I had two big dents right there on the dashboard.
I know it. They were still in there when we got rid of the car. Them dents were still there. But nobody ever did ask about them.
And you remember Morgan was bleeding down his back right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't figure out what happened. Because it didn't, I don't remember that it broke the windshield or the windows or anything.
I don't remember. I still don't know.
We finally figured out that his back went into the lock.
Well,
the
yeah.
lock was sticking up there, and his back went and went right through the skin.
Well, that's a possibility. I don't recall about it, what happened or nothing like that. So,
what were your major concerns about your children as teenagers?
Major concerns? That they didn't get out playing and get run over, or somebody hurt them or hit them. And we made sure that they stayed in on their property and not to throw a ball or rock and break out a glass in the house. And we just kept an eye on y'all to make sure.
Well, that's when we were younger. What about as teenagers? When we were
teenagers,
17 and 18 and 16.
Well, we never give it much thought. We might remind you of something once in a while about this, that, and other. But I can't recall anything in particular that when y'all went out in a car, just be careful, don't get caught speeding, and be careful where you're going, and watch what you're doing. That's about it.
Describe the personalities of each of your children and your relationship with each one.
Both our boys, our children, was, in our opinion, was very good. They knew what to do, what not to do. They understand right from wrong. And we love them more than anything in the world, and still do.
So describe Morgan T.'s personality.
Morgan T.
As a teenager.
As his personality.
Yeah. What was he like?
Well, it seems to be like he was always pretty level headed. He never did get himself in too much trouble that I know of. And I thought he was an ideal person.
Did he get angry a lot?
Not that I know of.
Was he happy-go-lucky?
Well, no, he wasn't happy-go-lucky, but he stayed happy.
Was he a serious?
Well, yes, he was serious.
And a good student?
Yes.
What about your youngest son?
He was the same way. He was a good boy. He was good at studying his lessons. He made good grades and all that, and we was very pleased with both of you.
All right. Can you share some memorable moments about each child's teen years? What do you remember the most about Morgan T. and his teen years?
Well, I can't recall anything as particularly in his teen years. He's always seemed like he'd done what we told him to do. We watched himself. He was very careful about everything. And we just thought he was an ideal individual.
And still do. Do you remember when he got a job at that Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes.
And why did he get a job there?
Why did he get a job there? At the present, I don't remember just why he got a job there.
My memory is he had his eye on this Honda motorcycle.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's it. Over here, and he wanted to buy it, I think we gave him some money on it. He worked to pay us back for it.
Yeah.
We bought it.
Yeah.
You did? And that motorcycle led to other motorcycles, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you helped him with a lot of those motorcycles.
Yeah, I helped him a little bit.
I thought those. I always thought those were memorable moments for Morgan.
Well, they were
big accomplishments.
I remember my youngest son was out in the front yard acting smart, got on it, and I told him to be careful, and he accelerated it and done a loop and a spin, and he ended his butt up. He ended up in the yard in the mud.
Remember that time?
If it kills you, I would have had to laugh. That's all there was to it.
I don't think Morgan ever did know that happened.
Well, I never did say nothing. I'm sure you didn't say nothing.
He's going to
kill both of them.
And it wasn't even his motorcycle. It was some borrowed motorcycle.
Yeah.
It was somebody's BMW.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yes. That was funny, and it wasn't funny. But I couldn't keep him laughing.
There's more to that story.
There is?
Yeah. He worked about a week, a little over a week, and he come out on the front doorstep, and his hands was cut off to pieces. He didn't know how to break that chicken apart. And he said, I don't think I can keep this job, Mom, because he looked at my hands, and they were almost bleeding. I said, now listen, we bought that motorcycle for you, and you owe us the money, and a dead is a dead. I'll bring some 5 cents home, and we'll get that all cleared up. And you ask those women up there where you worked how to take that chicken and break it apart. Without cutting your pants, and he went back to work, but he was ready to quit.
He stayed there a long time when it's all said and done. I remember him being there a year or two, mm-hmm. something like that. I think I remember 2 years mm-hmm. actually.
He yeah. paid us back. We bought it for him. He paid us back.
He had a lot of good projects like that. You remember he took up archery.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, we still got his scabbard and stuff in there.
And he was going to go deer hunting with you and go with his bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he... Did he ever do that?
No, you weren't allowed to do that.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
They have a deer of archery at another time. Not the time he wanted to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he did that for a long time. I remember he did that for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's still hanging downstairs. The bow and the arrows and the whole nine yards.
You saved it in case he wanted to pick it up again.
Yeah, well, I
when he gets to be about 70.
Yeah, I remind him every once in a while about it.
Do
still
you?
Been down there, yeah. It's down there anytime he wants it, it's there.
All right.
I don't know what we got of yours here that's still here whenever you want it.
What do you have of mine?
I don't know.
You got your corn phone.
I have that. I had projects too.
They had all kinds of them.
Uh-huh.
Every time I start watching a ball game or something, all of a sudden the TV go crazy. I walk down the steps and there's somebody down there doing something with the electrical system.
Was that me?
That was you. Yeah.
Man, I'm probably lucky I didn't get electrocuted.
Well, that's wonder you hadn't sometime or other. The lights start flickering. TV started jumping straight up and down. I thought, uh-oh. I knew exactly where to go to. But that's good training for you.
Yeah.
Really?
It really was.
It really was, yeah.
If I didn't burn the house down, it was good training.
Yeah. Well, I kind of watched you.
He gave me orders not to run the sweeper in the basement today. You didn't want no dust. What was you doing?
Oh, that was the telescope.
Was it?
You remember when Roy Twyman and I ground our own telescope lenses. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
He said, don't you go down there and run a sweeper again. You sail out the door flying.
Yeah. All right, which child is most like you and which is most like your spouse?
I don't know.
You?
I don't know if either one of you acts like either one of us.
Okay. Okay.
Do you, Mother?
Ren looks more like you and Morgan. He acts more like you.
Okay. That's the answer, I guess, right there. Say that loud so this will pick it up over here.
Morgan, he's more like you because he's calm and he never gets excited and he just takes it slow and easy. And Stuart Lynn looks more like you, but he acts more like me. He's quick-tempered like I am.
Okay.
Ann is laughing and shaking her head yes.
That'll take care of it.
He's more like you, quickly to, you know, if somebody does it wrong, he won't ever go back to that place ever again. He gets that from you.
Yeah.
I do that. I'll be the first to admit it. And I'll also tell you, I'm never going to change either.
Well, I'm like that too. I mean, if I think I get gypped, I'm going to go back there after the house fell in.
Did any of your children have an exceptional talent?
Yes, both of them. They're smart, they learn fast, and they earned their way through life. Both of you.
Yeah, we got a good background.
We paid you through college. You got through college.
Yeah, by the way, that was really something. You did pay our way through college.
You didn't end up on a great big debt when you got on. Everything you done then? Everything you done then was yours. And that's good.
Yeah. And that also taught us how to do the same thing, which I think was really good. I think so. Describe your parenting style, including discipline, and did it change over the years? And how did it compare to your parents' style?
Well, mine...
Discipline style, what was that?
Well, it was about the same as my mother or father or this other. With discipline, we explained to you about what you did and you shouldn't have done it, and we get it over to your head that was wrong, if it was, you know, wrong at that particular time. And I think we got everything through to you, both of you, and your mother would tell you things and you'd understand it, and I'd tell you things like I'd boot you every once in a while or something. I'd get you for going into caves when you shouldn't go into caves and things like that.
You remember some particular story, don't you?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Well, it's you and another young man. I don't know, you're supposed to do something, I forget. You come find out y'all went in this cave where it was terrible. It could have fell in on and killed both of you.
That was up on Brookwood Drive, at the far side of Brookwood Drive, right?
Yeah.
Way up in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Somebody come in, you're supposed to have done something like that. A guy didn't come in, and you wasn't nowhere to be seen. And somebody said, oh, he's up there in the cave. I don't recall who told me that. And he went and got you, and I can't recall the other boys.
I
think he's the one that led you up there.
It's probably Andy Verbellis.
Yeah, and I kind of shucked you up over that a little bit.
A whipping, right? I mean, your discipline style was whipping.
Yeah.
Which was your parents' discipline style,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And your parents would...
I didn't break your leg or nothing.
Oh, I don't remember ever having... I don't remember ever drawing blood.
No, I never draw no blood. I never beat you up that much. My goodness, I just remind you that I was just unhappy about not listening when I told you about going in that cave up there. Yeah, I know. I remember now where it's at up there.
Uh-huh.
And it's still there. It hadn't moved.
Really? Wow. I thought somebody would fill that in.
No.
Who knows how many young boys have got whippings because of that cave?
It's hard telling. I got a whooping one time. When my mother, we went to her sister's house in a little place between Nevada and another little town. But anyway, I drove Mom up there in the car to her sister's, and we got out and went in the house, and Mom's sister's daughter, she come out and said, "Mora, go with me. I want to go up here and look at something." I was all dressed with Sunday clothes and all that old stuff. Well, I went with her up there. She was older than I was. And she said, "Let's go back in this cave. There's a cave there." I thought for a minute, "No, I better not do that." He said, "Oh, come on, they ain't gonna hurt you or something." I said, "Okay." Here we went in that cave. We went way back in there. And it was mud about that deep. And I had on my Sunday pants, my Sunday shoes, everything. And when I went there and come out, I looked like a mud ball. And you're talking about somebody ready to give me a fussing at and a whooping was my mom. She took my clothes, wiped them off, cleaned them off and everything. Then, well, not right then, but later on we went on back home. And I went home in my shorts, driving the car.
Is that right? You were driving?
Yeah, I was driving, yeah. Mom never did learn to drive a car. And we went on home. She fussed me all the way from there all the way back home. It took about over 45 minutes to go from mom's sister's house to back to where we lived. I never did try something like that again. And I got on, her name was Eula Hazel, and I got on her, really got on her, for getting me in a jam like that.
And she probably didn't get in any trouble at all.
Well, she didn't. She thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, boy.
And she growed up, and she had the best voice of singing and playing a guitar. I mean, it would beat anything that you could, I ever heard on the TV or radio.
Really?
And she
wow.
never, ever did take up music and singing. And somebody that had a place, they could have took her and she'd sang or play music, they could have made a fortune. And she never did take that route. She married a guy and they had two or three children. And I don't know, I didn't hear anything about her, but I heard not, oh, I don't know, about a year or something. They lived in Nicholasville, uh-huh. and she died. But she had...
She your first cousin.
Yeah, she had the prettiest voice, and she could play any kind of musical instrument just about it.
Yeah, she just never did anything with it.
Eula Hazel. I called her something else besides that. They wasn't bad. Well, I don't think.
Did you and your spouse have any major differences about how to raise your children?
No.
Never did, huh?
No.
If you were a step-parent, you weren't a step-parent?
No.
Okay. Have your parents played an important role in the lives of your children?
My parents? No.
What is the proudest moment you had as a parent?
Well, the proudest moment as a parent that... we got two intelligent young men, and the education educated very good. They learn real quick. They are proud of their mother and father, and we love them for everything in this world. That's all I can say.
So what's the proudest moment? Can you pick a time and say,
yeah,
right
when
there?
When they was born.
That's a good one.
That was the proudest moment.
Okay.
Because I, in my body, wasn't supposed to have any children.
Ah, you were very lucky.
Yes, I was very lucky. I had a good wife, and I guess that's the reason I had two good children.
What's the worst part of being a parent?
Well, sometimes I disciplined your parents and other things. But you know that when you was that age, you probably doing the same thing, and you got away with it. But you caught your child, and you talked to them and told them why they shouldn't do that. If you do it again, I'm going to use a switch on you.
So even though you got away with it, when you were young, you had to stop it.
Yeah.
When you're as an adult.
That's right.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay. What was the best part about being a parent?
Well, we raised our boys up. We loved them. And again, the good Lord was good to both of us. And I was the one. And I was supposed to have a physical problem that I would never be able, my wife would never be able to have any children. It seemed like I just coughed twice and had two children.
Just like that.
How about that, kid?
Yep, you're right.
Okay.
What was it like for you when your children left home?
Well, it was, we missed them a whole lot, but we was glad that they was able to go and learn their own living and see the world and see how it operates so they would be prepared for it as time went on. That was my opinion.
Did you have any problems adapting to...
No, we didn't have a problem and still don't.
Is there anything else you would like to share about parenthood?
Well, we think that a lot of people are not strict enough and disciplined with their children because they don't listen to anybody. They get out and do things they shouldn't do. There are various things they get addicted to various chemicals and end up in an awful bad shape. We've never had that problem. But other parents, a lot of other parents do have a problem because they're not strict enough on their children. That's the way we see it. And my wife would probably have a different story about that. she'd be more stricter than I would be.
Even more strict.
Yeah, yeah. Even more. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She'd probably break one of their arms or legs or something.
Well, that's all of the questions about having kids, and, mm-hmm. and we move into a section called middle years.
Middle years?
Yeah, middle years.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to read you this, all right?
Okay.
Midlife is usually a time of transition, a major change in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We find ourselves readjusting our lifestyles and reevaluating our priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Our children leave home. We may become widowed or divorced. We re-enter the workforce, return to school, or take on other roles. We each find our own ways of adapting to these transitions. We make mistakes, and we also achieve greater fulfillment and become stronger people. Ideally, the triggering of a new awareness brought on by our middle years results in a transformation in which we abandon the narrow life endeavors charted during our youth and are drawn toward contributing to universal good in the context of broad human issues of peace, justice, understanding, and dignity. And that's what they say in here about middle years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have... When did you enter middle years versus your senior years versus your early years? Do you feel like that there's a transition in there?
No, I don't feel it. We just move on and no problem.
What were the major divisions in your life?
What are the major divisions in my life?
Uh-huh. There were major divisions. And where were those in your life? Like there was the time you were going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you weren't at school anymore. You were working. You were on the farm working.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a major change?
Not really.
Okay, because no. The work was the same.
Yeah.
And then you joined the National Guard.
Now that was a major change.
A major change.
Yes. And
that changed the whole course of your life, all of it.
That's right. I went from National Guards to the regular Army, and I went to war.
And that was a big, big change.
That was a big, big change. It just almost changed the whole world, as far as I was concerned.
It did, right. And then, when you got out of the military, your next big change was getting out of prison camp.
Yeah.
And re-entering society in the United States, right?
Yeah.
And then you got married.
Yes.
And what was the next major change?
Getting married and buying a home and going places to see what we could find where I could work. And first, I was still in the Army. I stayed in the Army.
And then having kids.
Yeah, I have children. Then we had to look out after them.
And then the next major change?
They got their education and went out and went their way. And having their homes, meeting somebody, and getting married, and have a family, and then feeding the family, and making extra money to buy stuff, pay their home, everything.
So was there between the time Morgan and I left home,
mm-hmm.
and now,
mm-hmm.
Have you gone through any major changes?
No, not we, that I know of.
No point like,
no.
You know, like the ones that before were big changes you can point at and say,
yeah.
Has anything happened between that time and now that you could call a major change?
Not really, no.
Right. So you probably can think of that time, I don't know, I'm trying to pin down where the middle years are. The
mm-hmm.
middle years, I don't know that you have middle years. Well, let me ask you a question. Let me show you one of these questions. Okay. What were the most important things you had learned about life by the time you reached middle age? What were the most important things you had learned about life by the time you reached middle age?
When I say I think about it, is eat the right foods and keep yourself healthy so that you would be able to take care of your wife and your children and all everything like that.
Okay, I got a question then. What did you learn about human nature from your experience in the military?
Human nature?
Yeah, your experience in prisoner of war camp. And
well, to try to figure out all human beings and their nature and things they're doing, that's impossible.
Too much, huh?
It's too much. It's too much to try to figure out anybody. All you can do is do the best you can with your children or somebody that's not your children. Try to get them to see it your way if your way is the right way.
Between the ages of 40 and 65, what was the best year for you and why?
40 to 65. Well, I guess about 50.
Why?
Well, I was getting older, uglier, and that things were just changing. Your whole body changed, your thoughts changed, and your eyesight changed. Everything about you changes.
And you thought of that as being the best year when you hit 50.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the worst year, and why?
Well,
between 40 and 65.
I don't know.
Nothing stands out.
I didn't have any worst year that I know of.
Okay.
I got this emphysema and asthma, but I've had that way back, and it wasn't worse. It was. I've got along okay, and my eyes and my body and everything. I mean, I don't see as good as I used to. My brain is not as good as it used to be. It forgets a whole lot. Your whole body, your whole life changes. As you get older, it changes. That's all I do it. And I can't remember what year that I was either better or worse.
Nothing stands out.
If you think
about it, some people have things that happen to them, you know, like some people might come down with cancer or something,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
they fight it, and they get over it. But they can say, that was my worst year.
Well, I can see that at cancer. I got this emphysema and asthma. Now, I've had that ever since way back in 1940s.
Uh-huh.
And up, but it hadn't got worse. But at times, when I get a lot of damp air and stuff in my lungs and stuff, that's when it bothers me. If I don't take care of it, it gets real bad.
Uh-huh.
But I've got medicine stuff that I take, that it just goes on. It don't bother me whatsoever.
And so there's no time you can point to and say, that was my worst year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess...
And some people have accidents. They fall and they break a leg or a hip or something, or they have a car accident, or
mm-hmm.
they get sick, and it messes them up.
Yeah.
And they can point to that time and say, right there.
That does it. That did it.
That did it. That was my worst year.
I don't have nothing like that.
Okay. When did you discover you were middle-aged?
Middle-aged. Well, I've never have discovered that I am middle-aged.
Never did, huh?
No, I never think of it as being a middle-aged. I can still talk. I can still run. I can fight if I have to. And other things. I don't think middle age has changed me or stopped me. I know I can't run as fast as I used to. I can't kick as hard as I used to. And I don't know if I can even fight as good as I used to due to my age.
Uh-huh, right.
But I still can get around and do okay.
How when you were in your middle ages between 40 and 65, how did you prefer to spend your leisure time? What did you do in your leisure time?
Well, in leisure time, I was always trying to make something or fix something or something like that, or build something.
My memory of it is you were outside a lot.
Yes.
Working out in the yard and in the garage.
Yes.
And had projects going.
That's
all
right.
Around the house.
But now that I got this emphysema and asthma, I have to watch the humidity. And most of the time now, it's noon or after dinner before I can get outside. And by doing that, by being like that, I don't get nothing. I don't hardly get nothing done outside.
Right, right.
My wife does all that work outside.
Right.
Most of the time. And when I can, I help her as much as I can.
Did you have, when you were between 40 and 65 years old, did you have things you did just for fun?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I built things that wasn't really needed, but I made them, and that, like I say, that was for fun. like I made rip, I'm in a sitting in the wrong place. I made the table where they put her television.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was little construction projects and things.
Yeah.
And big projects. You put in some concrete slabs and stuff like that.
Yeah, and other things. I enjoy doing it.
In fact, I remember you designed and built two big wood buildings out back here.
Mm-hmm.
That was between the ages of 40 and 65, wasn't it? Yeah, I know it was.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Maybe closer to 40.
Yeah.
How was your relationship with your children during these years?
Fine. As far as I know, I never did have no problems with them. And I don't know whether they had any problems with me or not. I never did know. Everything went along pretty good.
What was your relationship with your parents during these years?
Well, I didn't have any parents.
Yeah, 40 to 65. They already passed away.
They both had shinda. In Japanese, they was dead.
Oh. Did your relationship with your spouse change in the middle years?
Not that I know of.
No.
I don't know what she thinks about that.
What were your strengths and weaknesses during this time?
Well, I don't know. I don't know my strength and I don't know my weakness.
You just never gave it much thought, huh?
No, I didn't.
Think like that.
No, I never gave it any thought. I wasn't looking for weakness or strength. But I imagine somebody that's away from me could tell me my weakness and my strength. As far as I'm concerned, I didn't have any.
Did you suffer any financial or emotional losses during your middle years?
No.
What did you fear the most during the middle years?
I didn't fear nothing.
No?
No.
Did you experience changes in your physical well-being? Did you have any surgeries?
Any what?
Surgeries.
Yes. Yes.
Describe them.
Well, I had one backbone, had a disc that was out of place, a broken.